Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Home bars has been, well, it's something that's grown in popularity in recent years, whether it's out in the shed or, like me, under the stairs. The Home Squad are here today to offer you some advice if you fancy making your own home pub in your house. Roisin Lafferty, founder and creator of Roisin Lafferty Design, and Hayley Burke, the DIYist, are both with me to tell us how to do it. How are you both? How are things?
Good, thank you.
Hi, how are you?
Have you a bar in your house, Hayley?
So I actually don't. I have upcycled a few over the years, but I've kind of passed them on to friends and family. But I don't actually have one myself at home.
Roisin?
Get on it.
I'm kind of like the cobbler who has no shoes. You know, I have it designed, but it's not quite actually made yet. But well, it's in the plan.
It's in the plan. You were here with us previously, Hayley, and the area, I would say about the size of the space that you have for your, effectively, your dog room under your stairs. That's where I ripped out the washer dryer.
Cool, very good.
And now have a gas boiler along with my little homemade bar. It's a work in progress. I showed you a video of it there a few minutes ago. What I'm thinking of doing, what it really needs is, I'm thinking of getting that, you know, the kind of fake, like, I don't know why I'm telling two interior people this because you're going to hate it, like the fake kind of red brick wallpaper.
Yeah.
That'll sort of give it that cellar vibe.
Yeah.
Roisin looks like she's going to have a panic attack here, right? You've seen the video.
Some of it, though, is really cool and looks really realistic. I actually have some in my house. Sorry, Roisin. At the top of my stairs. And it does look like real brick. And the amount of people that have kind of said to me, oh, my God, that brick's amazing. And
really?
It's only wallpaper.
So Where did you get this wallpaper?
Amazon. And was really cheap. Like, it was, I don't know,
right,
10 euros a roll or something. So.
Yes. And did you wallpaper it yourself?
I did. I do love a bit of wallpaper.
Right, I have a job for you now this afternoon. Roisin, where do you think I should look?
For a wallpaper?
Yeah, or to do something to kind of, like, it's a bit bland looking.
Mirror is great, if possible. Under there would make it. And it's also really nice. It gives it more that, like, secret bar vibe. And even if you're getting small mirrored pieces that you just glue directly on the wall.
Do you know the little bits you can get in IKEA? I never even thought of that.
They're great. Yeah. Do a grid. Anything like that, because mine actually is under the stairs as well. And it's just a nice way. Try have a light as well, even if it's like a battery operated lamp.
Yeah.
Just so there's a nice kind of glow as well.
It's a bit of a dumping room. Like, there's coats hanging off the back of the door and all sorts of stuff. So we need to kind of, you know, do it up sort of fancy, but actually put in mirror rather than my
mirror
fake brick wallpaper.
Great. It will make it feel bigger as well.
How common are home bars at the minute?
Oh, they're absolutely huge. They're so, so common, especially with, I know it'd be different to what you do, Roisin, but upcycling furniture like cabinets, TV units. I've done a few TV units. A lot of people are just upcycling pieces of furniture and turning them into home bars and sticking them kind of into their living room or their garden bars. Some of them are really cool, made of pallets. But yeah, super, super popular.
Tell me about the TV ones that you're like upskilling.
So I've done a few with, you know, like a vintage TV unit.
Yeah.
So I've like wallpapered, done decoupage with wallpaper, painted them, stuck kind of gold legs on it. And made little mini bars out of them. And that's what a lot of people are kind of doing.
And they're putting it in nearly like a cabinet, are they, in their sitting room or something?
Yeah.
Lovely.
We've
Roisin.
Done a mixture. We had done some before, but it was COVID that kind of, I think, kicked everybody off properly. Yeah. So now I guess some people are saying, okay, look, we don't use that good room. Let's make that like more of a social room with a whole kind of bar display. Some have counters, some have ice machines, but then also it's kind of secret cabinets, maybe behind shelving, you know, and especially if there's kids in the house, they don't want to be promoting alcohol as such, but it's a nice treat then if you have people over for a dinner party. And it's kind of within the joinery. And it can be as expensive or as inexpensive as you like.
Is this one of the things that you can actually do, you know, do it well and do it on a budget?
100%, I think. Well, thinking about upcycling the furniture to do it, 100%. I'm not sure what secret doors and that cost, but that sounds very cool.
Yeah, it sounds amazing.
But I think, like, realistically, you can have, as long as you've your glasses displayed and you've bottles. Mm. It's once you start getting into fridges and sinks and things like that, obviously that adds
cost. I have a tiny little mini wine fridge.
They're great.
Yeah.
Really handy.
Just looks the part.
Yeah.
Adds to it.
I think you can make a display very inexpensively and it can look really nice. I do think mirror and certain finishes help kind of elevate it.
This listener says, during COVID, we created a bar out in our shed. We had a dartboard, a ring board. It was absolutely brilliant.
That.
Is that the kind of stuff you're upskilling?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do just making sheds and garages into...
Yeah, a lot of people have done that in the outdoor spaces, or people have done, just left it kind of outdoors nearly with pallets and put thatched roofs onto, I don't know how to describe it,
the shed
onto like the kind of garden bar,
Lister here says, I bought a vintage drinks cabinet and I don't like the oak colour. So how do I go about painting it?
Again, all about primer. So if you have the right primer, clean it down properly. Make sure that there's no kind of rust or anything or damage to it. Sand it down. But then restain it or paint it. Like, you know, make that kind of high gloss lacquered vibe. Art Deco do that with, say, a gloss paint. Can look really beautiful.
Okay, so primer and gloss paint.
Yeah.
That's really what you need. Roche or Hayley, what's your advice on that?
I'm not a massive gloss fan, so I would probably be the primer, and I do like a satin or an eggshell paint. That's probably the way I would go. But yeah, 100% paint it. It'll look great.
Something you can do easy enough yourself,
very
isn't
much,
it?
Yeah.
My dream project, sorry, I should say the number, 087 1400 106. My dream project is to create a kind of a barbecue bar area in the garden. Do your listeners or do your guests have advice for going about doing that? What furniture or appliances could I actually leave outside?
It's all about trying to keep it waterproof, and like, best will in the world, the rain gets in. You know, we've designed benches, storage benches outside, and it does seep in. So it's really about spending the money, making sure everything is fully protected and can be fully closed over. That's kind of the basis, so that things don't get wrecked. Obviously, you can invest in really expensive outdoor kitchens and things, but you don't need to. You know, if it's something that you kind of want to do yourself, just really focus on the durability of how you seal it.
So it's a roof really they're talking about, is it? The best way to put on a kind of a roof to protect it?
A roof, or just protecting the appliances themselves and the bar structure. Because the thing about, like, you can have furniture, make sure that the wood is not touching the floor. That's how the water will seep in. Make sure there's little feet, even if it's only kind of, you know, a centimeter off the ground. That prevents the water seeping into it.
Hayley? Outdoor gardens?
I would have said the same. Definitely a roof, I think. 100%.
What would you use for a roof if you were doing it? What would you advise on that?
You can use, like, it depends, like, if you're going kind of, if it's more makeshift, like the corrugated metal, that's great. The corrugated sheets that you can get, you know, they are automatically waterproof. They're inexpensive. Like, things like that are good. Depends what you're looking for.
The effect you want.
Yeah.
Listener says, I want to recover vintage bar stools. Any tips before I ruin them? What are your thoughts on that?
New foam, if new foam is needed. Then I guess it's just about picking a fabric that you love and...
ticking off the little button parts that put it, that hold in the material.
Yeah, normally you can take the seat pads off. A client asked me that recently. They didn't want to damage the original seat pads. So I said, just keep the original, get new ones made and then fix them. You're still not damaging kind of the integrity of the base.
That's one way to sort of do it.
Yeah.
We've got listeners sent in a photograph of their home bar. Started in COVID, still adding bits to it. I think they're sending me, or they have sent in the photograph of that. Listener says, I was thinking about converting the shed. It's the perfect temperature wise now to do so. But do I need to insulate it if I want to use this shed as a bar in the winter?
I personally would. I think it's a personal preference, but I would insulate it personally.
Yeah, if you want to, you don't want to have loads of heaters. You also don't want loads of damp getting in.
Yeah.
So the more prep work, like anything, the better.
John has sent in a photo too of his outdoor space with a bar, dartboard, barbecue, recliner table, chairs, Alexa and TV. John has the most amazing setup. Shane and Cork says, during COVID, we built a shed with a little office to work from home and a separate bar area. TVs, Wi-Fi, fridge, ice maker as well.
I love
it. The kids can go out and hang out and watch TV in it too. Is there anywhere you can go to buy pub-like furniture? Secondhand would be ideal. It's just to add to the genuine look.
The Vintage Hub, Killian in the Vintage Hub, he's amazing. That's out in Meath, but he used to supply all kind of the TV shows, all of movies and stuff, so you can get like the most random things and really start that almost Johnny Fox's vibe collection.
What would you recommend, Hayley?
I don't actually know any particular names or places of them, but there are tons of places, antique kind of places, reclaimed kind of places all over Ireland that would have, there's some that are specifically for pub stuff, I believe.
Well, I can offer on this as somebody from a pub background, actually, if you were to go to any older pub or somebody that you know when you're local, they often have stuff that they no longer use. And particularly if you're looking for the optics, the optic holder that will hold the spirits, you know, the little mechanic that you can push up the glass, they'll often have some of those, you know, that they no longer, they might not, but maybe they'll have some that they don't use. Listeners, as a home bar, I've always had a cocktail cabinet from my folks. Looks like cupboards, but opens up to show the glasses and the cocktail shaker. It's absolutely perfect. This listener has a small kitchen. They'd love a small bar vibe as part of it, though. Any idea on how we can create that sort of idea without taking up too much space?
100%. We've done that recently. You only need kind of one cabinet depth. Again, what's key is to make it look different to the rest of the kitchen. Put a mirror backsplash in. And if you can, you can order them online. The glass holders, even in kind of brass,
yes,
the glasses hang. And that just looks really pretty then from when you open it up.
The Organised Store in Dundrum Shopping Centre sell those, because I've got them there before. Then that gives that kind of pub effect in a cabinet. Really, you know, that just have something you can hang them. Listeners looking for the best way to hang the bottles, to hang up the drinks bottles, the upside down bottles. I don't want them smashing on the ground, though. Well, that's optics really you need for that, isn't it? Yeah. Unless you're going to put them on a fancy shelf. Great text. I don't know if either of you can offer advice on this. How do you get rid of customers that won't go home?
I have been that customer.
we've all been there. But even somebody, what was the name of the company you mentioned for the vintage or the old?
Vintage Hub.
The Vintage Hub. And for, you know, the way you can get sometimes the really quirky little kind of pub signs and memorabilia where is good for that kind of stuff?
There
as well.
They have everything. They have all the old kind of bottles as well, the canister bottles that you normally see in kind of old pub windows, like all of those things, different signs that have been collected over the time. Declad as well. There's a good few. Max Salvage as well. There's a few. Look
You'll
up Salvage
pub.
Yards. Dublin.
Pub vibe there.
Ireland.
Brilliant. Listen, Roisin Lafferty, founder and creative director of Roisin Lafferty, and Hayley Burke, the DIYist as well on Instagram. Thanks a million to you both for joining us here on the programme today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.